This is program number LW2749. Of course, there's no disgrace in being poor, but it is ridiculously inconvenient. Hi, this is Larry West. I mean, after all, there are many of us who would like to be another J. Paul Getty, reputed to be the world's richest man. I mean, have you ever thought about what you would do with $1 million? At age 71, Mr. Getty was called the solitary billionaire, alone in a magnificent mansion called Sutton Place in Surrey, England, a 700-acre estate. On it there were guards, vicious dogs, steel bars, searchlights, bells, sirens. I understand that in addition to being afraid of planes and ships and crackpots, Mr. Getty admitted to being afraid of disease, old age, helplessness, and death. He was lonely and gloomy and admitted that money will not buy happiness. There are some things that money can't buy, like money can't buy friendship. Friendship's got to be earned. Money can't buy a clear conscience either. Square dealing is the price for that. And money can't buy happiness. Happiness is a mental attitude. One can be happy in a cottage, just as happy as in a mansion. Money can't buy sunsets and singing birds and music in the wind. These are as free as the air we breathe. And money can't buy character. Character is what we are when we're all alone in the dark with just ourselves, where no one else knows what we're doing. Oh, it's good to have money and the things that money can buy, but it's good, too, you know, to check up once in a while to make sure we haven't lost the things that money can't buy. Actually, that's what Jesus Christ is all about. I mean, after all, he came to this world thinking more of others than he did of himself. That's the principle of life he insisted that will make us happy, putting someone else before ourselves. He talked about that once. He said, "I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear." He asked, "Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?" In other words, he's saying that there is absolutely no point in worrying about whether or not you get those new shoes, or that new dress when the sales go on, or the price of milk, or the need to replace the old car. He said there is something more important than all of that. He said, if you'll put someone else first, all of these things are going to take care of themselves. Now, that someone that, frankly, he's immediately talking about is God. If you put God first, then God will take care of all of these secondary things. Sure, they're important. I know that. But the Bible's prescription for happiness has nothing to do with money. It has to do with God. It has to do with putting God first. When that happens, really happens, then whether we be a financial wizard like J. Paul Getty or lose it all like the family down the street from me whose house burned, when that happens, when God is put in first place, then the foundation of happiness is secure, and there's nothing, nothing that can shake it. A friend of Jesus knew what Jesus was talking about, because in a letter to some friends one day, he told them that he had learned himself to be content whatever the circumstances. Oh, he said he knew what it was to be in need, yet he knew what it was to have plenty. Yet the interesting thing that he said to these people was this: "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." How would you like that one? "I have learned the secret of being content in any situation." You know what his secret was? His secret? Well, let me just read how he put it. Here it is. He said, "I can do everything through him," that's Jesus Christ, "through him who gives me strength." The Apostle Paul wrote those words, and he's giving credit for his happiness to Jesus Christ, whatever the circumstance. Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course by mail. It's called "For God So Loved You." It's free. Write me for it and care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.